observations are being made and with little notice to the public. This article from CNN tells of a potential killer comet detected with only weeks of warning. In recent times, new planets and outer solar bodies are being discovered and observed. With so much sky to observe, it's no wonder we have so many last-minute reports of potential near misses. Or could there be more that is being downplayed in the media or withheld altogether?
There are a lot of probes that we send to Mars or to the outer planets to do imaging, which could also have black ops projects attached to them that the public isn't going to know about. So if we send an orbiter to Mars to do a main mapping mission, it might have other black ops projects attached to that satellite collecting its own data that we're just not going to know about. And if they need to take into a full account the main mapping mission or take over that project for their own purposes, that satellite is gone. It becomes a black project. And people aren't aware of those facts.
The observatories around the world, many of them are very aware, acutely aware, and very worried about this inbound planet. Most of them that have been watching it for a couple decades, others mostly the last two or three years, have done their research and are arguing amongst themselves as to whether it will cause calamities when it passes. The fact that they're arguing amongst themselves means that the people that don't think calamities will happen during the passage simply haven't done their research.
Dr. Marion Matisse published two controversial scientific papers just months after my own brown dwarf suggestion appeared in UFO magazine here in Britain. They independently derived the existence of a massive, undiscovered planet orbiting the Sun from statistical analyses of long-period comet data. They had found that the comets were moving towards the Sun in a non-random way, which was suggestive of a large body out there perturbing the volume of comet cloud. One of the interesting aspects of Murray's work is that he predicted the current sky location of the planet. And it turns out to be in the same region of the sky as I had predicted from reading Sitchin's textual quotations. This may be coincidence, of course. Recently, I began researching the work of a chap called John Bagby, an engineer from California who proposed the existence of a massive stellar companion some 20 years ago. Bagby turned his attention to this part of the sky as well, because something out there seemed to be distorting the data coming back from a pulsar. Bagby thinks he even detected the body causing the distortion, but I'm doubtful of this. I think he would have needed access to a major telescope to do this. Even so, that's now three of us interested in this same part of the sky, all arriving at our conclusions from entirely different directions. So whether that's a coincidence...
Recent speculation about another body in our solar system has increased, and indeed, these theories come from multiple directions.
Back in 1973, I was advised by a friend of mine in New York City to read Worlds in Collision by Dr. Velikovsky. I just finished reading Atlantis, then Antediluvian World by Ignatius Donnelly, and was just enthralled with all of this. And I became one of the original members of the Velikovsky movement, the Kronos movement, we called it, of the 1970s. The key points in Worlds in Collision is that there was a polar axis shift within historical memory that accompanied the Israelite exodus from Egypt and the eruption of the Greek island of Santorini, also known as Thera. Dr. Velikovsky was sure that the North Pole shifted from a position around Greenland to its current location. And as a result of reading that, I became fascinated by the idea of polar axis shifts.